All new early recordings. All new early recordings. All new early recordings. All new with Kevin. Good day, everyone. Now, as I told you kids when I relaunched early recordings as the brand new, all new early recordings with Kevin, that it might be days, weeks, even months between each episode, and I'm sticking to it. So I think that it's the first time in a long time I've been actually consistent. So you're welcome for the consistent inconsistencies. Obviously, the ceiling fan is my main priority. Well, actually, my job is my main priority, but as far as podcasting goes, the ceiling fan is right there. Also, I've been thinking a lot about early recordings, or as some of the fans have kindly named it, ENERUK, standing, of course, for All New Early Recordings with Kevin. Well, I'd been thinking, and a friend of mine talked to me a few weeks ago and said, hey, what is early recordings all about? You've advertised it on the ceiling fan, but I thought it was going to be more like tips, and you were going to give insight on how to do recording better, and, well, you don't. And it's true, I've been all too lazy with the show, and as a result, it seems directionless, entertainingless, and just not very useful for the mainstream audience. So, therefore, before things get too crazy, and I'm putting what little work I am into this show for no purpose or reason, maybe I should grab a hold of it and start doing something a little more experimental and try to make it a little more entertaining, useful, purposeful. So, starting this episode, we will stop re-airing old episodes of early recordings and begin with all new early recordings with Kevin episodes. So now you can tell your friends about it, and it might actually be helpful and useful for them. So, we will begin the format of early recordings that I will try to latch on to for the next few episodes, and we'll see where it goes, and hopefully this will actually become a useful podcast. So the subject today is scripting. As many of you know, for the first few episodes of this show, we've been taking a close look at the album Are You Chicken, which is a compilation of skits, recordings, songs, that sort of thing that I made when I was 14 years old. Just to be clear, I didn't realize that 10 years later I would be playing them for hundreds of people on the internet, and I think 14-year-old Kevin would be pretty embarrassed, but he's not around to stop me. So, I will continue doing this, and if 14-year-old Kevin wants to come and stop me, he can go ahead and try. One day, when I was 14, some friends came over, and so my sister and I and those friends decided to record an impromptu interview with a fake band, and here are the results. And after which, you can come back and listen to my thoughts, critiques, and what I would do differently today. Here you go.
This isn't rock and roll. This is... Fusion.
And that was a clip from the Snot-Nosed Bratz, and we have them in the studio with us live today.
That's not based. Yeah.
Did I? Oh. Sorry.
It's okay. We get it all the time.
So, yeah. How did you guys, what brought you here to Spartanburg?
Playing.
Hey, they're the only ones that would
you
have us.
So you have a concert here?
Yeah, we do.
We hope.
Okay.
We haven't actually gotten the go-ahead. We wanted to do it in the mall, but they said no. So we might do it at Barnett Park.
The cool thing about us is that we don't schedule things. We just, you know, play in public areas and hope people notice us.
Well, sometimes they do, but then they leave.
Yeah, when they do notice us, it's normally those guys in the hats, in the suits.
Huh. So
with the stars on their
pockets.
So
have you all been in jail before?
No, actually, Kevin did one time, but they let him out really quickly because he was such a little wuss that he got beat up by all the other jail people. That's what I call them, jail people. I was in juvenile, but they put me in the girls. Anyway.
Okay, let's change the subject then.
Okay.
So how did your band get started?
No, shut up. Let me tell the story.
Okay.
Well, one day I was like out there and I was like, ja, na, na, no, I was talking about, you know, I was singing one of my songs and I was like, hey, it would be cool if I had like other instruments. And I was like, man, I could like get my friend Kevin to learn how to play the drums.
Let's play one. Let's
Wait,
play
no,
that.
No, okay. No, not now. And so that's what I did.
Let's play that song. That one song, that first song. We have a performance.
Do you want us to play it for you? It's like
well,
one of our best.
I noticed that your drum.
That's our portal drum. Our real drum is a
yeah. We got all our portable instruments.
No,
today.
It's our real drum is actually a
they're
drum.
They're smaller and they're, yeah. We're in the studio. You ready? We're gonna perform one of those songs today. Yeah. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Walking around the town, walking around.
That's our first song we ever performed in front of a live, whatever. They were living beings, just not very alive.
Well, actually, they were because they did get up and leave. Wait, okay, let's... I actually used to sing romantic love songs.
Wow. Yeah. Would you like to sing one for us?
Okay.
Okay.
No, dude.
Oh, sorry,
dude,
wrong song. Sorry.
You weren't with me when I wrote these.
The wrong song.
You weren't with me when I wrote these. I'm hoping to leave you soon and start another band.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to leave this guy soon and start another band of my own. Do you want me to sing you one of the songs? Stop. You're not in this song,
sorry, man.
Okay. You want me to sing you one of the songs?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
We're getting about, short on time.
It's about you. Because
me?
No, not you. Dana. Dana, how I love you. I've been thinking about you, and I want to hold you. Oh, oh, Dana, I dream all about you, and your feet gonna creep me out, but I still love you. And I'd love for you to come and see my show, even though, you know, it's not really that good. Well, that's about it, actually.
That was great, man.
Wow, that was
I'm
good.
I'm doing a solo career next summer. I'm going to be touring Spartanburg.
So what kind of places in Spartanburg would you be playing?
Joe's Tire Barn. Yes, Edgar's Funeral Home. They got
me. Hey, just to let everybody know, I'm doing a solo career also.
What are you doing? What are you talking about, man?
My drum career. I'm going out on my own. I made a CD. I made
it
yesterday. But no. It's rhythmic music. And I'm going to play one of those, okay, for you. Here, can I move the mic? Can I move it down?
Yeah, I think that'll work.
Here I go.
Yeah, he's really good. That's why I hired him. But anyway,
so that was the whole song?
No, to ask me some more questions about me.
That was half the song. The next half is really cool.
No, yeah! Man. Listen, now she's gonna ask
me
questions.
I like she's gonna ask the end.
She's gonna ask questions about me.
So,
go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, what kind of childhood did you have that would lead you to make a career of something like this?
I tend to black out my childhood.
I don't believe I had one. My theory is that I just popped out because an alien race had me all during my childhood, and I don't remember it. And like 3 years ago, I just popped out.
I was a snowman all growing up.
Yeah, like he went out with Freezy's girlfriend.
So, what kind of drugs have influenced you to have these kind of illusions?
No, I don't take drugs.
Say no, that's what I always say. No. Dare. D-A-R-M. Dare. You know. Drugs are really motivative.
No.
It's not.
It's got an E, man. Dare. The E at the end is extravagant.
Oh.
Yeah. Inspiring. Actually, that's an I. But let's... Yes, I can.
You can't move the mic. Only for drum solos. Only for drum solos can you move
can
the
I,
mic.
Can I do yeah, okay, I'm going to do a guitar solo right now. So everybody listen, okay, because this is really pretty.
You playing rock and roll music in there? Turn that stuff down!
Yes, sir.
Okay, wow. So it's been a really long time since I've heard that before. So, yeah, man, I haven't listened to that in a long time. But what's interesting about this is that there were a lot of mistakes that were made in this that I actually hear day-to-day on podcasts that I listen to. Obviously, at the time, I didn't have the equipment that's available today. In fact, today, there's programs and stuff that are available that are free where people are able to do stuff. But I'm going to go ahead and critique this as if it was made on modern day equipment. I'm not going to cut myself any slack on this one. I'm going to go ahead and point out some of the mistakes and some of the things that could have been done better that if this were a podcast today, would be helpful. And in fact, I think this is a good thing to start off with because there are different types of podcasts. There's podcasts that do interviews. There's podcasts that do like news report type stuff. And there's podcasts that do skits and acting and that sort of thing. And I think this covers kind of all of that. So first thing I wanted to point out is preparation is okay. You know, it's okay to prepare for your podcast. In fact, it's really good to prepare because, for example, if this were a real interview, the questions weren't prepared at all. It was all improv. And you're going to want that sitting at the table, round table discussion. But you want that in the responses. You don't want that in the questions. So whenever you're doing an interview, especially with somebody who you want people to pay attention to, you want it to sound somewhat professional. So prepare your questions. And don't just prepare what you want to ask, but the way you want to present it. For example, if you ask one question and you think, okay, I'm going to want to ask this next question next, I think if I word it this way, then I'm going to get a response that would actually lead to this next question. So ask questions that way. Put them in the order of the topic that you want. And if it gets off topic, go ahead and have a conversation in the interview, but be sure to keep it short. One thing that I hear a lot is really long interviews, and it's okay to edit, and it's okay to cut things out of an interview, especially if there is a lot of repeating in the interview. Now, I will mention something that I noticed in this as well, and then I'll get to the other two types of podcasts, is editing. There were several edits in this, and obviously I do editing for a living, and so I notice this a lot more, but it is really important to pay attention to how you're making an edit. You want it to sound as natural as possible, and what's being said is only half the battle. Also, the breaths are extremely important. So you don't want to cut in the middle of a breath. Pay attention to the breath, because if somebody says, how are you doing today? Or somebody says, Pete, how are you doing today? The breath before the Pete is going to be different than the breath before the how. So you want to pay attention to the breaths. Also, don't sacrifice quality for the sake of an edit. If somebody stumbles, says the word or you want to cut something out, find a place to edit so it's not obvious, because if you make an obvious edit, it's distracting. And so here's an example. I'm going to do a real quick example. Let's say it's the person who you interviewed, and obviously you can't get them to come back in and re-record.
Well, I'm really happy to be here today on the, what's the name of your podcast again? What? The Ceiling Fan? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, all right. Yes, the Ceiling Fan Podcast. And, you know, it's been a really long time since I've been on a podcast. And, you know, I think that's really important that we support the podcast.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and edit that first in a bad way.
Well, I'm really happy to be here today on the Ceiling Fan Podcast. And, you know, it's been a really long time since I've been on a podcast. And you know, I think that's really important that we support the podcast.
Okay. Now, if you hear, I made the edit. I cut what I wanted to out. But it was very obvious. And when you're in an interview setting, you want it to be somewhat of a roundtable discussion. All right, so here's an example of editing it the correct way.
I'm really happy to be here today on the Ceiling Fan Podcast. And, you know, it's been a really long time since I've been on a podcast. And, you know, I think that's really important that we support the podcast.
Okay, so if you hear, it sounds natural. It sounds like it was supposed to be that way. And I left a little more in there, but I got out what I wanted to get out, and I kept in the basic idea of the interview. Obviously, whenever we do something like this podcast right here or the Scoopcast in a news report type setting, sometimes it's a stylistic thing to make an obvious edit. On the Scoopcast, I do it all the time. I'll cut out my breath so it sounds like I'm talking really fast, and in that way, it feels edited, much like I do with videos that I do. But if it's an interview or if it's acting, then you want it to sound as natural as possible. So make sure that either re-record the section when you're in the middle of the interview, say, hey, could you go back and say that part again so that it starts from the beginning of the sentence and you can make the cut. In acting, always re-record the line because it's better to have a natural sounding presentation than cut it together and make it sound unnatural. Okay, so we were talking about scripting. All right, so also scripting in a news report, always script it. Don't just get on the microphone and start talking because people can tell. In acting, script everything out. One thing I noticed while listening to this is, for one, how unscripted it is, and also it's not that funny. There's some funny moments, but when you're scripting, that's the time to get out the funny moments. Sometimes you feel like, well, if I have to write it down, am I really all that funny? And the answer is no, you're not. Nobody's all that funny. There are people who have their moments, and there are people who don't have their moments. Everybody has the moments where they're not really that funny. And if you script things out, then you can work through a joke and figure out, okay, is this funny? No, it's not funny. But this part's funny. All right, let's leave that in. Nobody comes up with really funny stuff, unless you're like Wayne Brady or something. Nobody comes up with extremely funny stuff on the spot every time. That's the joy of editing. This is my opinion, but I personally think things are funnier when they're scripted out and reworked and then recorded. And if you can record it to make it feel like it's spontaneous, like, for example, the show Mystery Science Theater 3000, I would encourage you to look it up. I would say it's PG rated, but it's not improv at all. It's all scripted out, but it really feels like it's improv. That, to me, is the benefit of scripting something out. One way to do it, if you don't feel like writing stuff out, is record an improv version of something, then go through and say, okay, that wasn't that funny, that wasn't, and then do it again. I don't do that. I think most of the funny stuff for The Ceiling Fan has come from brainstorming, working out a script, and then writing it down. You know, I think Lauren and Garrett like to do more improv type stuff, but anyway, so there you go. I won't ramble on, and I am doing this off the top of my head. It's outlined. What I'm saying right now, I wrote it out in an outline. And if you're doing a presentation like that, it's fine to do an outline, but just keep it short. And if you can edit it down, then do it. To me, shorter is better because you can cut out all the extra stuff and get to the meat, the heart of what you're saying. All right, so if you guys have any questions about podcasting, about recording, about anything, be sure to write to me at info@ceilingfanpodcast.com. And I will be happy to answer your questions, and I will try to make this podcast a little more educational and helpful for you guys. Hope you have a nice day. I will talk to you later. Goodbye.
Random Gmap Studio.
Hey, 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 your podcast sounds like terrible. That's right, we said it. But it doesn't have to sound like terrible. As long as you have money, we will make your podcast sound as awesome as this awesome commercial. Don't believe us? Then you probably went to public school and don't have any money anyway. So if you are dumb and you have money and you don't believe in evolution and you do believe this commercial sounds like awesome studio, and you believe your podcast sounds like terrible, then check out KMAP Studios and give us money and we will give you a great podcast. KMAP
Studios. For more information, check us out at www.kmapstudios.com.
That's www.kmapstudios.com.
KMAP Studios, where awesome begins.
KMAP Studios begins.